The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
I'm a little finished, but you know, I'll be all right.
Did you drink alcohol though? Is what I'm
wondering. No, I didn't drink any fucking alcohol. I just walked right so much.
That's a problem right there.
I know. Sorry, I fucked up. That would have got me good. But it's all good. We here. You ready to get fucking going?
Yep. Yep.
This is a cozy Sunday episode of the NPC Game Podcast. That's right. Hello and welcome. NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. That's fucking right. Went right into this one. Now, there are a lot of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there. And from what we hear, they also run very badly on the Switch 2 and Portable. Anyways, I am your host, Anthony Fuentes. And with me is good old 25 FPS Alex Cordova.
I haven't seen 25 FPS in 25 years, bud.
Since the original Final Fantasy VII, goddammit. Anyways, we are here post-Gamescom, so we have a lot of Gamescom-based quick bits because it makes more sense to put them there.
Yeah.
And some very interesting news stories. Holy shit, we are stacked.
It's probably going to be the only August episode because, you know, summer.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, we got a little busy. Hey, we had Summer Games Fest. That's a pretty big July. So,
yeah,
we're good with this. But anyways, would you like to divvy these thingies up, or you want to just go for it?
We can switch off. I can do, like, the first half, and then you can take care of the rest of that quick bits there.
I'll take from the Microsoft one, so you do everything until then.
Okay, that's what she said. Let's go. All right, so SAG-AFTRA, the actors union of some sort, voice actors
exactly.
And all that, has dropped its unfair labor practice charge against Epic Games over the Fortnite Darth Vader AI. So, get a little bit more background on that after I'm done with the rest of these here. So, Elden Ring in a handheld mode for the Switch 2 is a confirmed mess. Boo. Unable to handle the 60 FPS demand in Limegrave, according to reports from Gamecom. Meanwhile, Borderlands 4 remains a highly contested, as a fan account has claimed the game runs terribly.
As me, though, and also us contesting at midnight last night.
Yeah, I was had a couple drinks. What about,
I can tell.
Runs terribly, though most outlets have not backed these claims. But apparently, Final Fantasy VII Remake is at least decent. Fantasty, it looks
fantasty,
like.
Fantasty, that's
there.
Right, dude. Fantasy. Yeah. Almost put the L there. All right.
And then in other Gamescom announcements, Hollow Knight Silksong finally has a release date, and it's kind of soon, September 4th, 2025. The developers explained the long delay was due to quality control.
Huh.
Something that some other developers might need to take a look at there, huh?
I guess so, dude. From Software,
Yeah. And then Resident Evil 9, right?
Yeah.
9.
Requiem.
Had its first playable demo at Gamescom and introduced a new stalker character to terrify gamers coming in early 2026. And,
That bitch looks crazy.
And then also, you know, for our SpongeBob connoisseurs, here we have SpongeBob SquarePants, Titans of the Tide, was announced at Gamescom for release in November 18th, 2025. Let me guess.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's coming out for Switch 2, isn't it, one?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Hey, it was on Switch 1, and they work very, very well. I must say.
All right, and then lastly, for my little half of the quick bits here, I'm a little offended that you didn't include this because this game looks fucking amazing. But Lego Batman Legacy of the Dark Knight has been announced. This shit looks exactly like a Lego Arkham style game. It will be spanning decades of Batman lore, including comics and the movies. It's going to not be just a rehash of the Lego Batmans, and I don't know if this is going to be an instant buy for anyone else, but it is for me. Is it Matthew Berry or Matt Berry?
Matt Berry.
Right? Yeah, he doesn't go by Matthew Berry, huh?
No.
I was going to say Matthew Perry
for some reason. Sir Matthew Berry.
Matthew Berry is voicing Bane in the trailer. I laughed my ass off when he said that.
Oh, that's
cool. He said the famous Bane, darkness is your ally. And that right there, instant buy for me.
Oh, so. My God. I actually missed the fucking trailer. Holy shit. Okay.
Go see the trailer.
I gotta go watch it. Okay. Now, just to put some out there. I know this is a big controversy that was based on our text earlier, but SpongeBob is a good game that deserves a highlight.
All right.
Cosmic Shake is classic platforming, man. I just got to say, man, we were talking Sean's mother stuff too, but I think it's worth putting in there.
I was more offended the fact that you missed the Lego Batman announcement, but yeah, SpongeBob could be your Batman. So
hey, it is for me sometimes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Wait, what's up with the SAG-AFTRA shit, though, before we get into the hot stuff here? What's going on here? We have more details there?
So that, like a couple months ago when that Darth Vader AI was in Fortnite, it was kind of a big deal because it was a fully voiced character using, James Earl Jones' likeness, but it was a straight AI. Like, yes. You can talk to it.
I remember we talked about that shit, too.
Yeah, you can talk to it. You can ask it questions. It got real fucking weird. When people were asking it, like, before they patched it, it got real, he was dropping some racist shit, AI over there, But a big thing about it, though, was, the actors unions and shit saying, how are you allowed to do that? And, it's not only human decency and all that shit, but, you're using someone's voice, and it's being voiced by a robot, basically, right?
So
Epic Games got sued over it. They probably threw money at SAG-AFTRA, and now they are—I don't know if they're going to be fine with it—but they dropped the charge. So maybe we'll see if they're just kind of like, "Yeah, we're not going to do that again," or they're just going to wait a couple years to do it. So
I wonder, because it's like SAG-AFTRA's huge. SAG—that's all the actors have to run through that union, but all the actors in the world may not have Fortnite money. Yeah. So that's like a real legal battle right there. I don't know. I'm very. It throws me off that SAG-AFTRA actually backed down. Like, that doesn't bode well for creatives right now. If they just can't, Epic Games is that powerful, that kind of sucks.
Well, I think it bodes ill for actors.
Yes, yeah, like, that's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you said creators or something.
Yeah, yeah, anybody in the creative space, because you think SAG-AFTRA has a lot more power than a lot of other unions in this town.
Yeah,
because actors are rich. Or the ones that support the shit, at least, like, that fund it. So it's like, oof, that's not good.
I mean, who knows? Maybe they just settled it out of court or dropped the thing because Epic said that, yeah, okay, fine, we'll pay you guys next time or something. I don't know, but...
Yeah, maybe, Hollywood is in a fucking bummer right now, so maybe they're like, hey, we could really actually use this money, so we'll just, like, not worry about this right now.
Yeah, so it was just kind of like a... It was a big thing, and it finally got settled. And like, I think it's just the nature of news nowadays, where people just kind of forget about it. Because
yeah,
it probably won't pop up again until they do it with another fucking actor and character. With who knows when they're going to do it. So
they're not going to stop. So yeah, I can see that being the case. Also, yes, I will concede. Elden Ring don't look good. I did see some of the leaked footage, and I was like, ah. Shit.
Also Bandai Namco or Nintendo, like, they weren't really allowing people to they didn't want recordings of it.
Why even have it out if that's the case? Like, honestly, this ruined a lot of hype, because I actually really wanted to play Elden Ring Portable, even though once I saw the footage, I'm like, do I have time for this fucking game again? Can I actually sit down and do this? Because
I'm confused, too, because didn't Dark Souls Remastered, that dropped on the Switch, and I never heard it had performance
issues. No, that shit runs beautifully. That's a very, very... It's one of the more optimized games, which I'm honestly astonished. But also, I mean, I know launch FromSoft, from personal experience, is not the most optimized, but they've had time, obviously. But yeah. I remember reading that the Valve had to come in and step up for the Steam version, which I know runs really well, or the Steam Deck version. So I'm hoping Nintendo is throwing some resources because this is their fucking reputation on the line here. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it was bad. Like, the camera was... they were trying to turn the camera, and it was just, like, slow motion pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, catching up, and it's just kind of like... Yeah, I think there was a part of the video where the guy just, like, kind of looked back at the camera, too, that I saw, and was just like, damn.
No, like, yeah. He's like, hey, maybe, actually, you gave me 15 minutes, I think I only need 5. I'm fine.
Yeah, so...
Because that is the kind of game you really need, like... The reflexes, and I move that camera around all the time. So
yeah in those games. Yep.
It's a little twitchy. So yeah. Borderlands 4. Yep. I can test this specifically because I looked at this motherfucker's account. I'm like, this guy is fanboy as fuck. And
oh, he's just Nintendo hater, huh? Can't relate.
No, he wasn't. Hey, he was. No, he was a Borderlands fanboy. So he was pure like dude's a cosplayer for Borderlands. All this shit. And only a select amount of articles actually picked up this story. None of them reputable. It was just one fucking tweet from this guy who has a verified checkmark. So I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't look that bad, but at the same time, it doesn't look like perfect, which I'm sure it's going to run way better on other platforms anyways. But I mean, we've talked about this many times on this podcast. Borderlands 4 just feels mid already. So
Yeah. I got zero. Like, I'm not. It's not on my radar at all.
I'm not. I can tell by voice, like, I'm not actually losing sleep on this. This is more of a performance dig, really. So yeah.
Well, it's more like if Nintendo's going to be touting all these big names, you know. I mean, Elden Ring is something like that. That shit took over what years ago, and
it's been
around for a couple years now. But like Borderlands 4, if they're going to be dropping these big releases, you know, day one with the big boys, and it's not going to be up to par, then maybe they shouldn't try and do that or something. You know, it's just kind of like, you got to know your limits here, Nintendo. You can't just be slapping anything on your Switch 2 if it's not going
to
run.
Hey, they're just good. Giving them a thumbs up, so that's up to the fucking publisher. But another issue, too, though, is that Gearbox specifically made a video promoting this version of the game, saying they developed it for the Switch 2. It's not a port. It's a from-the-ground-up developed game. So that's what throws me off then. So I'm like, this should run like perfect then, if that's the case. Because Cyberpunk apparently runs very well with the exception of the DLC area. So I'm just like, okay, Gearbox, there's no excuse. But from what I read, overall, Borderlands 4 is not the smoothest experience. So it's like, all right, let's fucking see.
Mm-hmm. We'll check it out there. You know, hopefully that Final Fantasy VII Remake, I've heard it is a strong 30 handheld.
Is it 30? I can't remember.
Maybe 40, I think I saw. Maybe on performance mode, but...
It looked good. Handheld. I saw it, and it actually really made me want to play the game. I've never played any Final Fantasy VII, so... now maybe the time? Maybe? Huh? Can I be part of the conversation now? When I get to buy it finally? Is it okay?
Fucking 5 years later,
yeah. Sure. Yeah, dude. They put the next one on there too. I'll get both.
What'd you call it? Afterbirth.
Afterbirth is the third one.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Okay. And yeah. Okay. Hollow Knight fans, fucking finally, the meme's dead. You get your fucking game.
Yeah, I want to go back to Hollow Knight, especially on the OLED, because. It's just one of those games that I was, like, playing. But the only thing, my only critique of it is, like, if I don't play it, it's one of those games where if you don't play it for a week or two, you forget where you're going and forget where you've been. So you're like, fuck. I'm like, where do I go now? And, like, I get it. Some people like that. I'm just like, hey, a fucking little marker would have been nice just so I know where my next area is to go towards.
Yeah.
But,
it's
you know,
this,
it has a very strong following now. Like, I get it. It was, you know, it does suck up some time.
It looks clean. It's a big game, right? Like, it's very big.
Yeah, I mean, it is a good Metroidvania, and I feel like maybe that was kind of my thing, is that it is a game that deserves to probably be, like, played and not juggled between.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, it's hard just to dedicate one game nowadays. You know, you got to kind of, you know, sleep around with all these other games.
Yeah.
So much to play, you know.
Oh, you're fucking floozy, dude. You're a goddamn floozy game. Look at you. No, I would actually say, and this is something I think that's happening to me as I get older, Metroidvanias are getting harder. Like, just even playing Super Metroid again, I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. Like, I tried it the other day. That was Zero Mission. And I was like, there's no fucking way I'm doing this. Like, I'm just not, I can't even remember. Like, did I go left or right? If I go all the way to the right, I wasted, like, fucking half an hour because I had done that previously. Like, it just, there's something that doesn't click as I get older with Metroidvanias anymore, which I feel terrible about. But I have so many other games. Like,
I think that's what it is back in the day. You know, you only had a game to play, right? And if you only had Super Metroid, you were going to figure it out because you're like, all right, I got to play this, like, now.
Yeah,
right? But now it's, like, fucking six different games to play at one time. You're like, yeah, I don't got time for that. I need some... We need some sense of, like, progression now, I feel like, you know?
Exactly. You know, yeah, like, something definitive, for sure. Yeah. 100%.
Something... I just want a meter just... Even if it's a fucking experience meter going up, up, and up, give me some type of goal to reach, because I can't just aim, like, wander aimlessly anymore in my old age in video games.
Honestly, I'm going to bring up a point. I'll bring up a point coming in, what am I playing, and it's going to annoy the shit out of me, because it's like, that exact mechanic was done however many decades ago, and I'm like, I used to hate it, and now I'm like, please more. Please more. All I was going to say is, hey, listen, now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but, and then just to follow up before I continue, Resident Evil Requiem, everything I've seen from Gamescom looks awesome. It just looks like a fucking banger, and I am scared.
Yep.
Summer of 26.
Yeah, that trailer was, like, very, very atmospheric, and I'm just like, yep, give me that. Mm-hmm. Give me, that's what I wanted, you know, let's check it out. I'm glad that they're just pretty much, you know, completing this trilogy that we've been talking about pretty much nonstop since 2017 when we first started Biohazard. So
yep, that's right, baby. That's fucking right.
Yeah, oh. that is definitely going to be a day one buy.
Mm-hmm.
Early 2026.
Same. I don't think I've bought the last time I didn't get a Resident Evil game day one, it was just Resident Evil 3 Remake. That was it. Yeah. All the other ones. Day one, every fucking day. And I did not regret any one of them at all.
I only regretted Resident Evil 3 because I did get it day one.
Ah, bitch. I got it for 20. Once it was a Halloween sale, I'm like, I'll pay 20. I'll do 20.
That was the one that I actually risked COVID for, and the guy treated like... I remember I felt stupid because the guy just, like, literally dropped it. Oh, he had me step... Like, I remember I went to get it. I had to put my ID up to the glass. And he gave me the thumbs up, and he did, like, a motion to move back. So I took, like, I stepped back, and then he did the motion again. So I stepped back again. And all he like, opened the door, put it through the little, just the open crease of the door, and then, like, shut the door really quick. And I'm just like,
oh, my
God. Wow. God, that is... I was just like,
wow. Oh, what a different time.
Yeah, I remember that more than the game, to be honest. Fuck, I was just like, wow, what an experience. Dude,
I'm envisioning, like, when the pizza guy goes to the Ninja Turtles and they pass the 20 through the sewer.
Yeah,
and they fucking take the pizza through it. Like, that's the methodology that I would imagine for this kind of
shit. Yeah, it was, you know, core memory, right?
Yeah,
there,
absolutely. Oh, my God, what the hell? Okay.
Right. You know what? I'm going to take your your advice on the SpongeBob, because I think I do have Cosmic Shake.
Oh, so check it out.
Maybe I'll check it out on the PS4 or PS5 with my daughter and stuff.
No. Does she like SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Dude, that game is funny as fuck. It's one of those, so good.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, free PlayStation Plus games. So I'll probably download it and check it out with her.
Dude, slap it on. Let me know what you think. Yeah. That's some good. It's just old school platforming goodness. That's what I'd say.
Okay, all right. And then, you know, like I said, Legacy of the Dark Knight, that Lego Batman game, check it out. It looks like it's not just a rehash. Like, it looks like Lego Batman Arkham Asylum type of shit. So
yeah,
you're going to have gadgets. You're going to have the fucking scanners, like Arkham style fucking, gameplay and shit. So, and they're Lego games. So can't go wrong with that.
Shit. All right, look at you. Fucking dad having all these goddamn games play with the kids. All right. Look at you. All right. Well, on to more Microsoft bashing, because Microsoft still can't say how much the ROG Ally... Xbox Ally X will cost due to macroeconomic conditions, quote-unquote, despite announcing a release date and availability, which we will be discussing macroeconomic conditions a little bit, because, yeah. But, I mean, those prices leaked anyways. It's expensive as shit. I think the leak, they saw how bad the reception was. They were trying to figure out how to get around that. Because we talked about it on the show. It looks like shit. It does not look good.
Yeah, that's way too much money for that.
No, way too... yeah, way too much fucking money. Anyways, Halloween was revealed by the Friday the 13th game developer. So, there's that. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle is Xbox's first Nintendo Switch 2 game. I don't know when it's coming out, but that will be the first Xbox game on the Switch 2, which I'm actually excited to play. So, all right. And, of course, Helldivers 2 is getting Halo 3 ODST Battle Pass very soon. Fuck.
Let's just finish the last thing.
Yeah, let's go before we get there. Anyways, this actually makes me pretty excited too, though. Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection with a K, full game list revealed, which includes Mortal Kombat 1992. That is, of course, for many consoles. Mortal Kombat 2 from 1993, which again is many consoles released in. Mortal Kombat 3 from 1995, and of course, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, which was fucking insane, and apparently has a version, I believe the WaveNet arcade version, which was never released, so that's pretty cool. Mortal Kombat Trilogy, that was on the PlayStation, which I remember playing, which was badass. Mortal Kombat 4, okay. Mortal Kombat Mythologies, Sub-Zero, one of the worst rentals I think I had, but it still has a place in my heart. Core memory. Mortal Kombat Special Forces from 2000 on the PlayStation. Mortal Kombat Advance 2001. What the fuck? I didn't even read that before. Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance from 2002, but only the Game Boy Advance version? No.
What the fuck?
What the hell is wrong with them? Anyways, and then, of course, Mortal Kombat Terminator Edition 2003, and, of course, only the Game Boy Advance version. Hold the fuck up. Did you not have regular Deadly Alliance on there?
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of weird that they have Mortal Kombat Trilogy, and then they have all the Mortal Kombat Trilogy games again.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, I really don't think, don't get me wrong, I know people, you know, fighting game purists.
They have their versions.
Yeah, right? But, I mean, come on. Like, when there's Street Fighter, and then there's Street Fighter Strike 3 Edition, and there's Street Fighter Strike 3 Edition, Arcade Edition, it's like, we all know that they only play the most complete version. So, like, is anyone really going to play Mortal Kombat 1 compared to the Mortal Kombat 1 in the Trilogy Edition? I don't know.
But, same. I'm not going to play in the fucking Game Gear version of Mortal Kombat right there.
Yeah.
It's just not happening.
I feel like, I mean, if they're doing that, they're probably just doing it for maybe completionist sake or game preservation sake or something. I don't know.
I think you're right. I think game preservation also maybe like, hey, did you play whatever version your childhood liked? We have that version, so have fun.
I agree, too. If they're not doing Deadly Alliance on the console version, which was pretty much the rebirth of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
After 4 almost killed it, because 4 was bad.
Yeah, 4 was really bad.
Yeah, and, you know, Deadly Alliance, and then what was the other one? I think it was Deadly Alliance, Deception, and there was one more. Fuck. It was like a new trilogy. Armageddon, maybe? Something like that. Or maybe I'm thinking way back when. But Deadly Alliance was a really, really, really good fucking console game.
I agree. I 100% agree.
It was even on GameCube, right? Like,
Was GameCube, it was on PlayStation. Dude, that shit had the best story.
Yeah.
It felt like a real sequel.
Yeah. What they should have did, hear me out here, let's see. They should have did a Legacy Collection Volume 1 and Volume 2. The Volume 1 collection should have had all the old school shit, right? Mm-hmm. All the way up to 4, put the Game Boy Advance versions on that, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But the Volume 2 should have had Deadly Alliance, like Deception, Armageddon, whatever, and then they should have included Mortal Kombat 9.
Yeah.
That one is still stuck on the PS3, Xbox 360 era. Actually, no, I think it's only PS3.
Dude, I think you're right. And it's like the full reboot, right?
Yeah, that one was the full reboot with Kratos and all that shit. So I want to say that one may be only PlayStation 3 exclusive. I'm not really sure. But
no, it was on 360 also, but I think Kratos was the PlayStation exclusive character.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that stuck on that generation. They should have made, you know, kind of two different versions of a Legacy Collection. But hey, I like Mortal Kombat. I don't think I would, you know, this really isn't really tickling my fancy, because you can kind of get these games already in different places.
Yeah.
There's GBA one version of Deadly Alliance, not really high on my list of things I want to play.
No. I would play it once and like, okay, I guess I can try these characters and be like, I'm done. I'm fucking... With like four buttons? Come on, dude. Yeah. Oh, that's bullshit. Yeah. No, this is actually... I'm surprised how much my hype died for this fucking... It's just like a ROM dump, honestly. That's all it feels like. It's just a fucking ROM dump. Yeah, anyways. And again, I'm not excited about Halloween Revealed like that from the Friday the 13th developers. I know it was like a good game and people liked it, but I would rather have like an Alien Isolation style Halloween game versus like another one of these, like, what do you call them?
Like Dead by Daylight. Like,
They have a specific genre name to it. I forget where it is. Yeah.
Damn it, what are they called? Asymmetrical?
Asymmetric shooters? Or
asymmetrical gameplay or something like that? Or
something like that. It's not my team.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Asymmetrical multiplayer game.
There you go.
Basically, yeah, 4-on-1, whatever, you know. Yeah, I agree. It's like, Friday the 13th had it. I think Jason have one, or they're making a Jason one too?
Well, Jason is Friday the 13th.
Oh, my bad.
They didn't have the other one. Freddy was one.
It Kruger? No, it wasn't Freddy.
They had an Evil Dead version. They had that.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, they had my Evil bad. Dead. That's the one I was thinking of. Evil Dead. They have all this shit, but Dead by Daylight already has all these characters in the game. So I don't understand why they're trying to make their own games and take away from the Dead by Daylight community. Because, like, that game is already established. They're still supporting it. They're still, you know, like... It's there. Your IP is already in that game. Like,
yeah, what the fuck?
Like, Michael Myers is in that game. He's called the Spirit. Like, yeah. I don't know why you need a Halloween version of it that's separate.
Less characters now in the same fucking gameplay. That's a selling point. No, dude.
Oh, and then the Texas Chainsaw one, too. They had one. And, it's...
Yeah, I guess it's forgettable. That's forgettable. No, give me an Alien Isolation style game with Michael Myers. I'm going to piss my pants. I'm going to play it every October. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah, they should have did like a original story or some shit set during that Halloween night. Like, you could have easily been fucking make me a babysitter. You know?
No. Yeah. In fact, you know what? The goal of the game, you gotta protect them kids. So you gotta create distractions. You gotta wear up. Those kids die or you die. Game over. Bam. How about that, dude? Child killing simulator. That's fucked up. Don't do that. No, protect the babies. All right, that sounds like a better game. If Mario could do it in Yoshi's Island, he protect that fucking baby from the Goombas. You can do the same shit with Michael Myers.
Yeah, I don't understand the need. Like, these games, they literally just they're all this money goes into them, and then they just die a year later.
Yeah, and it's so stupid, dude.
Let's fuck up another horror franchise, and it's like, ugh.
Yes. Yeah. Fuck off, dude. No, I'm with you with that one. Also, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle on the Switch 2. You've been playing this game, correct?
Well, I had it when I played it on Xbox when I had the Game Pass Ultimate, and it did make me want to buy it. I'm just waiting for the game to go on sale. It has not dropped below $55, I think.
Oh, shit. Okay.
For me, it was like, I would get that game when it's like 40, 45. I like Indiana Jones and all that, but it's just the fact that there's just so much other things in my backlog that I kind of just like, you know, don't want to buy it full price. But it is a good game. It's not.
I mean, you got a Machine Games game you're already working on. It's fucking Wolfenstein, right? So like, you get your fix already.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But see, that's the funny thing. It's like it's the total. Not opposite, but the Wolfenstein like gameplay is in there, but it's not running and gunning. It's more like improvising and during melee fights and just seeing what's around and kind of just throwing, you know, oh shit, there's a fucking a pipe on the ground. I'm just gonna toss it at this fucking Nazi and hit him in the head.
That sounds great.
So it was a full game, like I said. And if I didn't have this fucking backlog, I probably would want to get it day one, but I'm just waiting for it to go on sale, honestly, on the Xbox only, just so I can have something to play on the Xbox.
Dude, for real, my Xbox is... my Xbox has not been turned on since I got this Switch 2. I feel so bad for it. But I'm with you, though, because I had that same issue, honestly, getting Cyberpunk for the Switch 2. Like, I want it, but I have so many games on that console particularly. I have no reason. Like, I just don't have a fucking reason to get it. I'm waiting for that sale. But I will say machine games, portable, they do very well. They do very, very well. I love their gameplay style. I think they're a great developer, great production values. I can't wait to also play this game, purchase on the Switch 2 when it goes on sale. I can't wait for that. Yeah, that'll be good.
Go for it. And then the big fucking hype machine was the fact that not only, like we reported, you know, I think last episode or episode before, about Xbox actually getting a good game in Helldivers 2 now, but it's like when it launches, which is technically 2 days, I think, from now, when at the time of this recording on Tuesday, it's going to be coming with the Halo 3 ODST, like, Battle Pass, which is what they call War Bond in Helldivers 2. And I thought that they were going to be a dick and just keep it on the Xbox or, like, say it's Xbox only. But no, it's full. It's for every platform. So the fact that I can play Halo 3, like, I can be an ODST on my PlayStation now is, like, yeah, I'm buying that fucking pass. Because also the good thing about Helldivers 2 is, like, once you buy the pass, it's yours. So you don't have to fucking do it in a certain amount of time.
Yeah, so, okay.
Talk about a match made in heaven there.
Dude, so. I mean, that's just going to show that, like, the Microsoft is being very lenient with these properties now, finally. And it's good. See? Nobody's deprived here. Everybody can enjoy Helldivers. It's awesome.
So. Yeah, and it's coming with the ODST submachine gun, the ODST armor.
Oh, that's going to look good.
It's gonna be lit. That's all I know. I'm gonna start. I already told some of the guys I'm gonna be dropping back into Helldivers come this Tuesday.
Oh god! I mean, hey, it might give me a reason to turn that Xbox on. To be honest with you, like, I, you know, might as well, right? Might as well pay for like whatever the $10 like thing. Give it a shot.
Hey, I'm gonna say Helldivers 2 is a game well worth it. So
okay. All right, I mean, I'll see. I haven't booted that bitch up in so long. I do miss the feel of the Xbox controller, though. It is nice. It is very, very nice. And then, you know what? This is going to transition to our next story, but, you know, just to talk on this real quick, yeah, sorry, Microsoft. It seems like you're really dropping the ball here, and I think it goes beyond the macroeconomic conditions that you're attributing it to. I just think it's a reflection of their very bad strategy going forward with their hardware. But hey, do you want this story? Do you want to elaborate on this one, or how you feeling? Should I go for it?
I'll do this one. So speaking of macroeconomic conditions here, Sony and Nintendo are upping the price of entry on their consoles. So the price of PlayStation 5 models, Nintendo Switch 1 hardware, and some accessories for both consoles have gone up. Both Sony and Nintendo have credited tumultuous market conditions, tariffs, as reasons for increasing hardware prices almost across the board. Each PS5 model is now up $50, which indicates that Sony will be eating the cost of some of these systems. PlayStation accessories, meanwhile, are unaffected. On the flip side, all first-gen Nintendo Switch hardware has increased in price, with the Switch Lite up $30, OG Switch up $40, and the OLED up $50.
$50.
And while the Switch 2 price remains unchanged for now, nearly every accessory has had roughly a 15% increase, which tracks with the 15% tariff increase for Japanese imports. Weird how that goes, but anyways, you know, it's I don't know. I don't want to insult people's intelligence, but, you know, you can only say what you've learned if you paid attention in high school.
Yeah.
And you can only not shout it from the rooftops, but be like, hey, guys, like, yeah, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
But then they're like, nah, goddamn American, I know how it works, son of a bitch.
And then, they're going to PlayStation in fucking Alabama. You just wait, sir.
Yeah, yeah, that's not how it works.
But, no, no, it's not. It's just, I don't know, man. We're not winning, right? Are we winning? Is this what winning feels like? To pay more for shit and have less availability and, you know, eating. Like, I don't think the companies feel happy about this either. Like, yeah, none of these announcements are made with, like, any kind of, like, hey, and by the way, the usual PR spin, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they're literally saying it, like, at the last minute, too, because they literally, Sony just announced it, and it's a very just bland-ass statement, and then they're like, yeah, starting tomorrow.
Yes.
It's like, sorry, we're not trying to give you any type of fucking leeway with our heads up.
Dude, okay, and to show how last minute this was, GameStop did a promotion, like, shortly, like, maybe a couple hours after they announced, like, hey, by the way, if you trade in any system towards a PS5 right now, we'll give you an extra $50. Like, we're just going to give you an extra 50 to go towards it literally today, though. You have to trade your shit in today.
Yeah.
I almost packed up the Xbox Series S. I did. I almost packed it up.
I think that shit was only for, like, 48 hours, too. They said, like, oh, deal ends Tuesday.
No.
And they announced it on Sunday or some shit.
No, dude, it wasn't even 48 hours. It literally was the next day.
Oh, shit.
It was the next fucking day. I missed it.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck, is that? And then I was like, shit. It's all good, though. It's all good.
I'm more tripping out on the fact that, like, these things are so bad that even Nintendo is like, nah, fuck that. We're increasing the price of our old fucking 8-year-old console. Like,
dude,
it's like,
I know those components don't cost that much. Come on.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I don't know if it's Nintendo trying to stick it to them and say, fuck you guys, we're not doing that, or and you know, like, we're not even gonna take a loss on our old ass technology, which, like I said, I'm not trying to sell people's intelligence here, but usually technology gets outdated in 2 to 3 years and prices don't go up like that unless things are very, very bad.
Yeah. No, I would say the Nintendo strategy, to me, what it seems like is they really don't want to up the Switch 2 price. So they're trying to make up ground with the Switch 1 hardware, which they already don't want to sell anyways. So that makes a little more sense to me. I can see them being like, hey, we need to push people to the new one because, like, honestly, we need to, like, sell it at this rate as much as we can before we really have to increase the price, which I think they're going to do. I personally feel after the holiday rush that they're going to have with this system, 2026, that's going up, like, whatever the 15% increase would end up being for that, like, what, $40? I don't even know. But, like, it's not going to be good for gamers, and Nintendo's going to, it's just going to suck. It's just going to suck. It already sucks with the Xbox. Xbox went up. We were laughing our asses off on this podcast, like, ha, Microsoft, why would you even think about charging this much? But now I'm like, ooh, like, fuck. Yeah. Okay.
And it's like, wait, isn't Microsoft an American company?
Yeah.
Like, wait, it's like they don't make Xboxes here. That's
so weird. God, it's so weird. I know. What the fuck? Are we winning? Are we winning? I will commend Sony, though. No, like, I would say some of the accessories already had increases, right? So they didn't come with this round, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I was just like,
oof. Yeah. But they are underneath the 15% increase, if I recall correctly. And it looks like just their profit margins on PS5s are going to be smaller. Like, I know it's not going to be, like, it's still, like, a hit, but I'm not the biggest hit, but thankfully Sony did take the brunt of this for people, but they still had to charge them, which sucks. Like, it just sucks. So, yeah, good old America, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Look at us, dude. We're going to get iPhone chips in fucking Texas, and that's just going to, you know, really increase wages, I'm sure. Which, you know, they're not going to stagnate at all. Oh, no, there's not going to be any kind of policy for that kind of stuff. I swear to you, dude. They're looking out for us with this, making everything more expensive.
That's tired, on Grandpa. Grandpa.
I'm tired, Grandpa.
It's too damn bad. God, I swear to God, if anything happens in my PlayStation 5, that's it. I'm going to be a PC boy.
Yeah.
So
I'll buy it off you for $350, dude. I'll get that shit fixed. There's a game fix store over here, dude. We'll be fine. It'll be fine. Yeah, this is dumb. But, hey, whatever. There might be some hope for this next story, right? I mean, that might be a little better.
You gotta throw a little optimism in here, right?
We got to try. All right. Hey, actually, to be honest, Gamescom, had some pretty good news in there. So thankfully, that was actually a lot better than like E3 or anything lately this year.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm with that. That's okay. That was some good news. But here's some other stuff. Oh, the Popo's coming. Great.
Oh shit, wow, damn, they heard us.
I think they did. They're just like, hold on a second. Who's talking shit on terrorists? Yeah.
Holy
so,
shit.
Yeah, no, that's the Gestapo, baby. Or whatever they call themselves now. Immigration, whatever. Anyways, hope for the Resident Evil movie, huh? Well, Zach Cregger has gone on the record in an interview with Variety, and it may be giving some hope to the Resident Evil fans. Let's see. Quote, "I am the biggest worshipper of the games, so I'm telling a story that is a love letter to the games and follows the rules of the games," end quote, Cregger said. And of course, quote, "It is obedient to the lore of the games. It's just a different story. I'm not going to tell Leon's story because Leon's story is told in the games. Fans already have that." Quote, "Will we finally get a good Resident Evil movie? Discuss. Hey, and if weapons is any indication, based on the reviews, fan reception, and box office, we might actually get it. With this, there's light at the end of this tunnel. Light at the end of this tunnel."
Maybe we're going to finally be winning the golden age of Resident Evil movies?
Dude, I don't know. You know what? I was reading the comments, and it made a very good point. It's like, hey, when last time Resident Evil tried to really branch out, and it pissed fans off initially, not really, but like, you know, people were kind of like unsure, it was 7. Had no connection to the lore. Didn't have any of this shit. Like, it was not at first, not immediately visible. But it was its own story for a good portion of the game. And if you can bring that, like, 7's philosophy to the big screen and just do it in a way with somebody who knows how to make people scared, I'm for it. That's real horror right there. So, I don't know. What do you think? What's your take?
Yeah, no, I agree. Because, you know, I haven't seen that Weapons movie or in anything, but like the fact that he's saying that he's going to do pretty much a side story just set in the universe is kind of like, you know, I mean, spoiler alert, that's what our Did They Get It Right is going to be about, right? Mm-hmm. Fallout. So, I mean, it worked for Fallout. So maybe he's going to, you know, pull it off and just say like, because, you know, I mean, there's already side stories in the Resident Evil universe. You know, we got Revelations, we got you know, a little couple side stories with the Zeros and shit, so, you know, it's potentially there to make a good thing, or at least serviceable. So
yeah,
you know, just you know, maybe he doesn't need Leon in the game, but maybe they'll just, you know, a little Easter egg. I know, fan service.
Some umbrella connection there. Maybe we'll get one character and it's not going to be one that people are used to. Like, fucking, maybe it's, like, Rebecca or something, just there, like, healing somebody. Like, I'm Rebecca Chambers. Like, what the fuck? I don't know.
So,
yeah.
I just think that's a good, you know, with the track record of the Resident Evil movies, I just think that he has a good point here where he can just kind of, like, he knows the game, he knows the lore, and he's just going to, like, put, not his spin on the established storyline, but just be like, all right, I'm going to tell my story in this side of the universe.
Yeah.
Of this huge franchise, you know?
Exactly. The franchise lore is so vast. At this point, you can do it. At this point, you can pick any point in the timeline, whatever it is. Dude, give me fucking Lady Dimitrescu getting stepping over somebody on this shit. Whatever you want.
You get
chances. I'm just saying. There's a lot you can work with now. But things have gotten bigger, things have gotten more varied, and Zach Cregger is a proven filmmaker. Twice over, at least. So, you know what? I have hope.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of, don't give me a little bit of hope, but I have a little bit of hope here.
Yeah. Same. I'm just like, you know what? I'll keep my eye on it. Hopefully, the trailer, whatever they show, is, you know, it's going to be lit. So.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm there, sir. For it. Yep. All right. Well, that was a good little happy discussion here. And honestly, the next two things aren't even that bad. So let's go with it. Actually, I think this is a pretty positive episode going forward here. So let's go with our leaky rumor mill. This is a good one for you. Go ahead. Just lay it out. Lay it out.
So we have, you know, a couple little spec drops here for the next PlayStation console and handheld leaking. So take it with a grain of salt because I've only been able to find it on Reddit, but the specs for both the PlayStation 6 console and the PlayStation 6 handheld have leaked over on good old Reddit.
That's right.
So for the alleged PS6 console, the specs don't look like anything out of the ordinary with in regards to upgrades. In fact, they look very similar to a PlayStation 5, just with some improved GPU and CPU fancy-smancy specs. Big whoop, you want to fight about it or what? However, on the PS6 companion handheld spec side of things, things get a little bit more interesting, with users noting it looks to be about the same power as a high-end ROG Ally handheld. So, Series S style, maybe they're saying even. I saw some comments talk about it. So, for sure, though, we can... Well, the specs listed for sure there that they have... touchscreen compatibility and video out compatibility. So it looks to be almost like a Switch type of Steam Deck, you know, type of thing. So yeah, discuss.
I didn't know that it actually has video out capability too. That's actually pretty badass. So basically it would be a Series S style console that you can dock and then just take with you, essentially. But it won't be as powerful as a PS6, obviously. But I would imagine the game software then, Sony would account for development between both versions, kind of how Microsoft does with the Xbox, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's Microsoft, a good strategy. That's a good strategy.
Yeah, but I mean, I like I said, back when they started launching all the X and the S shit, I mean, I did give Microsoft props for optimizing that version for each console, right? Even with the backwards compatibility, I don't know if Sony would do that because they just seem to like want to get it out and then just, oh yeah, here, the developer can do whatever they want with it kind of thing, right?
Yeah, they have a more hands-off approach, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, but it's just, these specs are, they're just hard to compare one-to-one because they don't use official GPU names and you know, like 3060 series and shit like that, like on you know, gaming cards. So it's, people are just looking at the thread count, you know, all the nerdy shit and saying like, you know, like, oh shit, oh damn, sounds like Sweet Tooth's going on over there right now.
Dude, Sweet Tooth's about to pop in right. We were leaking these fucking specs right now. It was like Will Arnett's voice popping in over here.
But like, yeah, they just compare it to like, you know, they're like, yeah, by the looks of it, it looks to be about like a, you know, on the GPU PC side of things, like a 5060, 5070, which is like right now on the in the PC world, like right now, I'm talking 2025, right now, that is the high end. But this also was leaked. This also is rumored to not be coming out until 2027, 2028. So like I said, by that time, 5060s and 5070s are going to be not obsolete, but like, they're not going to be the top of the line anymore.
Are they going to be? Would you say they're mid range or above mid range at that point?
Oh, by that, no, they're still going to be high end. But this is the other side of things. Like, you know, I've talked about it time and time again. It's like you can make the most powerful shit you want, but if you don't have games taking advantage of it, it's just going to be all AI upscaling and all that shit anyway. So what's the point? Like,
that's a good idea.
You can only make something look so good to a point where, like you said, right? Like, oh, 8K. Like, there is no 8K. There's no true 8K.
You bring up a really good point, actually. You're 100% correct. I'm with you on that one. I'm like, but what do you evolve? Like, you evolve, like, the amount of CPUs on the screen? Like, that's really cool. But you got to build a gameplay loop designed around that to really take advantage of it.
Like, I mean, spoiler alert, like, I feel like Battlefield 6 is, like, really, they ditched last gen so that they can utilize this gen. And everyone is fucking talking about the destructible environments in that shit now. Like, finally, like, we're back to something new, kind of like a fresh breath of fresh air, right?
So no, it's, I agree, that footage that I've seen that you put out there, I was like, oh, hold on a second. That feels a little more next gen. Like, that feels robust. I don't know, something about it's different, which I really like. I'm with you on that one.
And it's because they're not developing it for the last gen. Like, they're leaving PS4 and Xbox One behind. It's like, this is strictly PC, PS5, and Xbox Series exclusives, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's why I'm not getting on Switch 2. I get it. It's fine, dude. It's fine. Fine. I think that's also why the PlayStation 6 Portable is the way it is. It has to at least bare minimum be able to handle something like that, you know?
Yeah, which, yeah, like I said, I mean, I'm not really, you know, leaked specs or whatever, but at the same time, the way that this generation is panning out right now, I really don't think that the next generation should be coming until fucking 2028 the earliest.
Same. No, fucking same. I agree. Yeah. I want a whole other administration in this shit by the time this happens.
Well, people, just because, you know, people are talking about it, you know, like, oh, there's no good games. It's because half of this generation has been simultaneously released on last gen and this gen. We haven't even had releases that are strictly really this gen, except for the upcoming, like, Battlefield 6, right? Like, what other game do they not... every Call of Duty is fucking, you know, cross-generation and all that shit, but...
Yeah, and then, you know, how many Last of Us remasters can we really have? Like, honestly, how many? Yeah. Like, oh, look, her hair looks so much nicer. Holy shit. Like,
yeah. And it's not just Last of Us, man. There's, like, so many, like, re-releases and remasters and like, you know, I know Sony is big on that shit because Days Gone Remastered, even though... Horizon Remastered, even after... a free 60 FPS update. So it's like they probably saw, they're like, yeah, let's re-release it, but we'll make it even more. We'll add one new mode.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just like, nah, I'm good. I already have the free update. That's all
I
want.
Yeah, I'm not feeling, make me feel like this is the next gen. Damn it. Like truly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would say, same situation here. Helldivers kind of seems that way.
Yeah. And like Helldivers 2 was like more of a, it wasn't a big AAA game though, right? It was one of the, it was a double A game that, you know, that they aimed. They're like, here, it's $40. This is what you're getting. But like, even then, it's like, there's a lot of fucking shit going on screen that you don't really, there's no slowdown.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's bugs and all that shit all over the place and it's fun. But at the same time, it's like, you know, there is no destructible environments to the extent of Battlefield. But still, I feel like Battlefield 6 is going to be the first big release shooter that is like saying, like, you know what, we're gonna fucking, like, it's not Call of Duty, it's not fuck the PS4, like, this is what we're developing for, and we're gonna push it to the limit, because yeah, there's fucking entire buildings falling on people and shit like that, so
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not TV, it's HBO, all right? That's what I'm saying right there, dude. Yeah, we'll see. I'm anxious to hear your Battlefield 6 thoughts, but yeah, I mean, as far as this next-gen console goes, you're right. 2028, the earliest, I don't think it's going to feel like it at all when it happens. Like, it just, I can already see the internet shitting on this kind of stuff. I am curious about how the handheld's going to work out, because this Switch 2, if it has goodwill by then, and enough people own it, then obviously it's going to be very tough for Sony. But if not, because it is a crowded market, or Nintendo's not 100% where they want to be, then this could be a fight. This could be Sony's finally has a chance to take Nintendo on this plane, which they've never beaten them at. But, like, this is their best shot. Like, this is their best shot so far. So we'll see how it goes. I don't know. But, yeah, we got one more leaky rumor. I'll just run through it. Let's see it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. New Super Mario Brothers collection. What? Oh, shit. Well, a reliable leaker claims Nintendo is preparing to celebrate Mario's 40th anniversary with, what else? But a new collection, of course. Yippee! The new Super Mario Brothers collection is allegedly in development, which will include the DS New Super Mario Brothers game. Dope. The Wii New Super Mario Brothers game. Also very dope. The 3DS New Super Mario Brothers 2. Underrated. And a whole lot of other New Super Mario Bros. Discuss. Where's Galaxy 2? Come on. What the fuck? Where the fuck
is... It's not a new Super Mario Bros, dude. It's only the new Super Mario Bros collection. Off.
Okay, come on. No, I mean, okay, but I feel like the one issue is a lot of these games are kind of redundant, so I don't know how it's going to feel between these. I even say the original and new 2 with the golden coins or whatever are very similar feeling. Very similar feeling. However, the Wii one, I'd be very excited to see that.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like even the DS one, the Wii one is like a, you know, a remake of the DS one, right?
No, it's an original one.
Oh, it's a new thing?
Yeah,
oh,
okay, it's its own thing.
Well, I was going to say, because I feel like the Wii one would only, the only thing that I remember different from the DS is like it's four players.
No, much bigger levels, whole different world. It was a bigger game for sure. Yeah, but the style was completely the same. That's the only issue that I had with, honestly, even up to the Wii U one. Like, stylistically, there's not any huge differences between these. But, I mean, I would say, even though New Super Mario Bros. 2 was very similar to the OG, it's still underrated. It's still, like, an optimized, well-made version of these games. But for a collection, I'm gonna get tired of this way quicker than I would have for the 3D fucking collection we had in 2020. That shit was awesome.
Yeah, I was gonna say that that collection too had at least different a variety of different games or 3D model games, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I mean, what these are the only like I think it would be overkill if they included the Wii U version of New Super Mario Brothers and not the Wii version. Or vice versa, you know, like you can only pick one of those. You can't put both of them.
Yeah.
Except for your boy Luigi's little what is it?
Luigi U, whatever it was.
Yeah, Luigi U or whatever. Which I'm actually surprised it's not in there.
That's already on the Switch. The Switch has Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe and it has Luigi.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't have a collection. That's what I mean, Fwen. You're missing out on the collection.
You can have
all
these old ones, it's fine. Have New Super Mario Brothers. Have the Wii one. Have the Wii one, that's fine. I just wish it wasn't all just based on these 2D games. I would love the Hit Galaxy 2 at least, and then these were like basically bonuses for it. But I don't know. This doesn't seem deeming of like this is what 40 is for us really. I turned 40. My life is a New Super Mario Bros. Wii collection at this point.
Was 30? I bet you they're saving Galaxy 2 for a standalone release.
I bet, dude. I know. I think you're right. I think you're right. Such bullshit, dude. Yeah. So no, this isn't as fun. I personally would only be excited to play the Wii one, just because it that one's stuck on that console for sure. A lot of people have a lot of good memories from that one, and I don't know. That's the only one I'd be excited about.
I feel like the old school, the OG DS one. I enjoyed that one because
it was great.
I remember that one to me was like I was going through getting all the shit. Then the Wii one was also good, and then number two was just kind of like, I remember I just beat that and I was like, all right, yeah, I'm done. I'm like, yeah, it was fine. It wasn't anything out of the ordinary. I get it.
Yeah, so. I will give you that. Like, I remember enjoying it when I played it. I'm like, oh, that was surprisingly good. And I was like, I don't ever want to play it again, though. I was like, because you're right, the DS one, I actually played it a lot. Like, I did as much as I could because it was, 2D Mario came back. And the Wii one was just fun with a lot of people. Like, that was a good party game. It was kind of bullshit, but it was good. And then Chill was like, yeah, it's good. It's good. It's like a good burrito. And then I finished the burrito. I don't want to eat another one right away. I'm fine. Like, so. We'll see. Again, no Galaxy 2, no for me, but hey, whatever, If this is how my 40s are going to look like going forward, if that's what that decade looks like, fuck, this is kind of mid, but whatever, we'll see.
Just call what it is, dude, call it bullshit.
It's bullshit, I agree. Yeah, I agree, dude, whatever. But anyways, this is not bullshit, this is fun as fuck. Yeah, we're going to do Did They Get It Right with the Fallout Season 2 trailer, baby. Whew.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on
to answer your question? Yes, they got it right.
I think 100% they got it.
We're getting fucking Mr. House, played by Justin Theroux. I think
Justin Theroux. That's right, baby.
I didn't know that. I guess people were saying that the original actor that played him in Fallout Season 1. I don't know if he passed away.
Did he pass away? I just thought it was recast.
Yeah, I mean, he's a recast, but I don't know if he passed away or something. But, we're getting that. We're getting New Vegas flashbacks.
Ooh,
showing
right.
New Vegas in its prime.
Oh shit!
So that's freaking. Sign me up for that. We're getting fucking. I'm not gonna say like they do in the game because it pisses me off when they call him Kaiser. You get Caesar's Legion. There's a heavy rumor too, it's a rumor, so it's not really a spoiler, but people are saying this is how dedicated Fallout fans are. Mm-hmm. They paused the screen and they looked at the back of the actor's head who they think is playing some type of either Caesar himself or some type of new Caesar, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that that's going to be Macaulay Culkin because Macaulay Culkin joined season 2.
He did join season 2. The trials find him in the trailer too.
Yeah, I'm talking someone paused it. They compared a back of Macaulay Culkin's head in a photo shoot to the back of Caesar's head or whoever that character is. So, we'll see.
Dude, Macaulay Culkin would be part of Caesar Legion, he would. He fucking would, because, dude, with Kevin Cowles traps and shit.
Well, because who knows? That shot might have been during the flashback or some shit. Who knows? Not necessarily present or anything. So, it was a shot of the Caesar's Legion putting their fists in the air and someone else that looks like they were you know, bowing to someone or whatever, like, you know, taking their orders from him. So he had to be a leader of some sort. We see the Mr. Security bots, right? Fucking rolling around, which I can't remember if we had those in season. I don't think season one had those.
No, bots. Season one did not have them. That's a New Vegas exclusive thing. Okay. What was the name of the one that Mr. Yes's bot? Well, fuck.
I think it was Mr. Yes. Yeah, Mr. Yes Man, no?
Or Mr. Yes Man. Yes Man.
Yes Man. Yeah.
Oh, Yes Man was hilarious.
Yeah, and then I think at the end it was a little hard to tell. I'm gonna have to rewatch it in high def because I think I was watching on my phone, but I believe at the end was a Deathclaw, or was that?
That was a Deathclaw, baby.
It was a Deathclaw, right? That was a
fucking Deathclaw, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Sign me up for that.
Yeah, sign me the fuck up.
And also, just for anyone who has not played Fallout New Vegas, when you start that game, you can get a lot of good gear. Very, very, like, I'm talking as soon as you get out of Good Springs and Prim and all that, go straight to what we call Quarry's Junction. Okay, yeah, it's really easy. Oh, yeah, you just go straight there, and you don't have to be afraid of anything in that place.
No, and absolutely not. Be in the open plains. Be in the open plains. Don't even worry about cover. Like just fucking go. It's fine.
The best gear in the game is at that place, Quarry Junction. Go check it out.
Yeah. The NPC gaming tip there, buddy. Let's fucking go. Oh my gosh. No, this. I would say the trailer, well, first, it really made me remember how much I like and miss seeing these season one characters. Like just seeing Ella Parnell, and then, of course, what was his name again? Marcus? The fucking...
Max.
Max.
Maximus, but they shortened it to Max, I think.
That's right. Max, and of course, Walton Goggins' character. Like the whole... Lucy, right? Yeah, not Ella Parnell. Lucy. But, like, I was like, damn, they get to, like... be these characters that we get to see level up and then just have Fallout adventures. And that shit's fucking awesome. We even got a Vats kill at the end of it, too. Which was fucking dope. but, if you're a Fallout fan, like, this trailer just hit every fucking note. It feels like a sequel to New Vegas, which we didn't get. We did not get. This feels like a straight up... like, follow-up, I get to know what the actual real ending was, hope to go to the goddamn super mutant colony with all those people so I can see how that shit turns out. Like there's... New Vegas is a vast, big game that is so story-heavy, and so many different ways you can play it. Like, no new replay of New Vegas is the same, honestly. Unless you're really trying. Unless you're really trying to just play the same shit again, but you can do whatever the fuck you want, and it all makes sense. This time, I don't know how they're going to do it. But, like, even the fucking CG looked awesome in this shit.
Yeah, the rad roaches look fucking more gnarly than they did in season one.
Dude, yeah, what the fuck? Like, what the... I don't know. But I am over the moon. I'm going to rewatch season one. I'm trying to get the later to watch season one when we get a fucking moment.
Me and my girlfriend watched it. We rewatched it, like, over the past month.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was, like... damn, I was like, that shit was still so good.
Yeah.
And then, this literally yesterday, I remember I took my Steam Deck over there and I showed her. I'm like, look, it's New Vegas. And I'm like, look what it looks like in the game. So I was like showing her the trailer and then holding up my Steam Deck and saying, look, see, that's what New Vegas looks like in the game. And
Mom, look.
Yeah, pretty. And then I'm like, hey, remember that saloon that we went to couple months ago when we went to Vegas and I told you this is from Fallout? I'm like, look, it's in the game. Here, let me show you. And I took her to the Good Springs. I was holding it up to her, like, you know, it was just funny. It was like a real visual that I feel like anyone looking in the window probably would have been like, what the fuck is going on in there? I was like, just showing it off.
You're like, no, he's very passionate about this.
Yeah. I'm like, look, there's Prim. See, we passed it by there too. I was all pointing everything out. Like, that's the 15 freeway, all this shit. So,
Dude, it's going to be so good. The soundtrack already was fantastic in the trailer. When Big Iron comes on, oh my gosh, I'm going to fucking, my neighbor's going to hear me just stand up and clap. I'm just gonna lose my shit.
Yep. Oh. Yeah. I don't think there was any. There's no critique of me for that fucking trailer. That shit was good.
No, I'm gonna watch the game when we're done, dude. I'm watching the game when we're
done. It looked like New Vegas. It felt like New Vegas. Sounded like New Vegas. All that. So to me, they entirely got it right.
Yep, they got it right 100%. Probably the most right we've seen in a long fucking time, baby. So yeah, did they get it right? I think we're both in affirmative on that 100%. Yep.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Well, looking forward to season 2 dropping in December. You'll hear from us our thoughts. It's gonna be rolled out weekly, so we are going to have weekly discussions on this thing, I'm sure.
Yes.
So
yes.
Get ready for that. Now, real quick, what are you playing? Oh, I bought Hogwarts Legacy on my Switch 2. It runs like a fucking dream. Great game. I know we talked about it last time for a little bit, did we, or did we not? I can't remember.
No, I think you...
We just talked about it personally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fantastic game. Really, really good stuff. I would say I finally got further than I did when I had it on the Xbox. And it just the combat, the world building, everything about it, I really enjoy. And portable, you know, the ladies watch some YouTube or something. I just slap it on, just listen to my Harry Potter tunes. Just it's so good. I also beat DK Bonanza. I think did I talk about that last time? Also, I can't remember if it's been that much.
Yeah, I think so. And you were talking about how you were. It's like. You beat it, but you're going back and doing all that shit. Just like you did in Odyssey and all that.
That's right, baby. That's right. Again, all-timer. One of the best 3D platformers probably in ages. Not much to say about that. Chibi-Robo. That was put on the fucking GameCube backwards compatibility. That game has so much charm. It's a little fucking dark. I did not realize that. I was like, oh, this is like kind of messed up. Like, this is actual family drama. You're a little baby robot. It's the most Japanese fucking game. Like, it's just like,
I'm like, little baby robot.
Yeah, the shit is so weird. It's weird. But it's like, I don't know. It's old Nintendo weird. Like, it kind of reminds me of Majora's Mask a little bit, to be honest with you. Like, that kind of like, shit. Not like as dark. Like, it's a little more personal. It's like an indie movie kind of story. But it definitely has that, like, hey, there's something a little off about this world. You're doing cutesy shit, but it's just off. And I'm only a little bit ways in. I would say it's hard to control in some places. It definitely has an older feel to it, but I'm very anxious where the narrative goes. The story's told so weirdly and briskly. So, I don't know. I haven't played a weird game like that in a while, but I will say I am intrigued. And, I went back and I just got into Ocarina of Time. Between everything else, again, Bonanza was just probably the least amount played. Hogwarts Legacy, when I really want to sit down and, like, enjoy the game. But before bed, I've been getting about half an hour to an hour of Ocarina because the lady sleeps earlier. Just on the TV. And, going back to what we said earlier about Metroidvanias and losing your spot, whatever it is, God, that bitch Navi. I've hated her for decades. Oh my god. And guess what? Now I'm like, where the fuck do. Yeah. Goddamn bitch. Yes. Oh my god. Dude. She tells me exactly what I need every time. I'm like, hey. I'm like, oh fuck, that's right. I should do that. I'm like, whoa, hold on. Does it tell me, like, about this right now? Did years of being like, oh, what does she want? I played this. I already know what I'm doing. And now that I haven't played this in years and I came back, I'm like, Fuck. How do I do that? Like, whatever. And then she's like, oh, yeah, you should probably talk to fucking Saria and then go over there, huh? And I'm like, you know what? I am going to do that. Fuck.
Okay. The way that you were gushing about in the beginning, I thought you were going to say something innocent, like, ah, oh, just takes me back to feel like a kid, but you're like that bitch now.
Yeah. No, I'm just like, God damn it. Oh, God. She's actually useful. She's actually fucking useful. Yeah. I'm like, oh, no. No. What the hell happened to me? What kind of gamer am I now? That's why I can't play Metroidvanias. There's no Navi.
Yeah.
There's nobody to tell me, like, hey, bro, like, do you remember that you should be in the forest realm? Why the fuck are you over here trying to get an energy thingy? I'm like, oh, you're right. Why am I here in the lava? Like, this game, Ocarina of Time, that's why it's timeless. No matter what age, even if you hate Navi, at least you know, have the gumption to know what you're doing. But now that I don't have the time to remember this shit, she's a godsend. Fuck.
Yeah. She's a lifesaver, huh?
Yeah, she is. Oh, it's the worst. Anyways, that's what I've been playing. And then for a win of the month, I'm going to put GameCube backwards compatibility. Honestly, the whole virtual console system, I'm actually really warming up to it now. That's really good. For the fail, honestly, the numerous fucking... again, the... You know what? Actually, I'm going to change it up. Halloween's reveal. that I saw earlier today. That was dumb as shit. We gushed so much about a game that could have been. This is truly the worst way you could have did a virtual thing for Michael Myers. So, yeah, I'm done with that. Halloween. Yeah. Boo. Anyways, what do you got? What's going on?
Oh, me. So, for me, yeah, like I said, summer and vacations and all that shit. I haven't really had a lot of time to get my gaming on except for the Battlefield 6 open beta, which was two weeks in August. So, if you guys want to know why this episode took so long, it's because I spent all my free time playing that badass fucking beta.
Oh, shit. Gaming stopped the gaming podcast, huh? Yeah. All right, baby. Yeah. I see it.
So, yeah, no, that shit was fun as hell. It brought me back to Battlefield 3 and 4 era of just like, hell yeah. Like, we're finally back. We don't have to fucking deal with I have nothing against Battlefield 1. I actually like Battlefield 1, the World War 1 era. But Battlefield 5 to me was just such like a fucking letdown because it's like, oh God, fucking World War 2 again. Here we go. And, you know, to quote my tribal chief here, it's like missionary. It's just over and over. It's the same thing. You know,
I should have clapped this hard to the mic. All right.
Oh, but yeah, and then Battlefield 2042. I wanted to really like it when I remember playing it, and it was just their, I think it was their progression system or their something at the time. Yeah, it was like
about last time we're like it wasn't quite there.
Yeah, it wasn't there. They were missing it, and a big thing that I loved about Battlefield 4 was like the map triggers that would trigger like change the layout of the map. Like you would like drop events, you can drop
the, yeah.
Yeah, you can drop the skyscraper to fall in the middle of the map and it's a big old animation that like everyone can see and all that shit, right? So Battlefield 6 didn't have that, but it lets you create that yourself. So like I have a couple of clips on my Instagram page, Big Bang Cordova, all in one word. But yeah, so there's a couple of clips on there where you know, I was sniping in a building and I missed a shot. I got a shot and then someone saw me and they just blow up the fucking floor I was on with the RPG from outside and the whole roof literally just slides off. Like, you know, you take out the wall so the roof slides down.
There
and
you go,
yeah,
baby.
So
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I wasn't even mad that I got RPG to the face because I'm just like, yes, this is what I wanted. Like, it just, you know, you can change the layout. You can bomb entire buildings. You can roll over a building in a tank. You can fucking just, yeah, it's really fun. In the first 5 minutes of playing that beta, I remember I was in a tank with some randoms, and I was playing, and I was on the machine gun, and there's this little fucking dune buggy coming right at us, and the tank guy just shoots him, and the fucking, all I see on my screen was the frame of the car flipping over, like, cartwheeling right in front of me, and it flips over the tank in an explosion, and I'm like, yes, destruction, this is what I want in my fucking Battlefield game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I was playing that, and then honestly, tip of my hat to the people at EA that made this call, but for the next 2 months pretty much, if you play Battlefield 2042, they have like a free battle pass in there where you can win, or you can earn Battlefield 6 rewards like skins and characters and shit. So
okay, all right.
That's what I'm gonna be playing for the next 2 months, and it's honestly not as bad as I remember, but it's definitely not Battlefield 6. So
well, now she had a little taste of the new stuff. Like, all right, here you go. Now I get the appetizer. This is an appetizer, and then the course coming.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm actually playing that on my Xbox because I remember buying it on my Xbox back in the day. But yeah, that's what I'm playing, Battlefield 2042, to get my Battlefield 6 rewards, like skins and shit. So, okay. You know, spoiler alert, all of October, yeah, my game I'm going to be playing is Battlefield 6.
There you go, dude. This is 2025, the year of destructible environments, because DK Bonanza and fucking Battlefield. Yeah. All kinds of fucking terrain being fucked up.
Yeah, and Battlefield 6 is my win of the month also, just because, you know, the numbers speaking for itself. It's people are fucking talking about it. It's taking over Twitch viewer streams. There's memes about Call of Duty. Like, oh yeah, like they allegedly they announced or they dropped a new Call of Duty gameplay like to try and battle the open beta weekend, and everyone was just like, yeah, no, we're good. We're gonna stick with Battlefield. Damn. So yeah, the viewership for the fucking trailer that Activision launched is like nothing but dislikes, and they're like, the top comment says, wow, after watching that trailer, I'm so it makes me really want to pre-order Battlefield 6. Like, everyone's just fucking everyone's liking it and shit.
They're gonna have to leave town, dude. Whoa.
Yeah. So Activision, you know, hey, sorry, bud. So that's my win. Fail of the month, though, I got two. The BioShock 1 remake is allegedly canceled. It wasn't really a rumor or anything, but
no, it wasn't widely known, honestly.
Yeah. Allegedly, that's canceled. And then also a big fail is not only the price increases too, but there's no crossplay confirmed for the Metal Gear Solid 3 remake multiplayer. I think the Fox Hunt mode. So in this day and age, if you don't launch with crossplay, what are you doing? Because no one's buying a game three times nowadays. I'm sorry.
No,
Or two times.
Sorry, even, bro. You know? That's a thing of the past. Like, no dice.
Yeah. So crossplay with Fox Hunt or confirmed no crossplay. Yeah, that's a real fail there, Konami. So it's not like I was gonna get it. It comes out like next week or some shit. And I'm just like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. No. Get with the times, baby. Get with the times. So
yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, shit. That was a lot of positive stuff in this episode, with the exception of the fucking price increases and. I mean, honestly, that kind of sucked. But yeah, other than that, like, it's okay. All right. Well, you know, with that, that was this month's episode of the NPC Gaming Podcast. So this has been, of course, a production of the Horrible People's Network. I am your host, Anthony Fuentes. You can check out the backlog of my content at the Horrible People's Podcast. It is HORORBLE People's Podcast. Eventually, I'm sure we'll get back there. But honestly, life's just a little crazy, tariffs notwithstanding. So, Mr. Cordova, where can they find you?
I'm on Instagram, Big Bang Cordova. It's all one word. And yeah, I have plenty of Battlefield videos to post up. I already have a couple on there. I'm making the sniper compilation just because I don't want to toot my own horn, but it was like riding a bike. It all just comes back to that fucking the flicking of the sticks and all that. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna be making some Battlefield stuff when the game comes out. But for now, yeah, I have videos on there and I have a couple of sniping videos. But I'm gonna make another little compilation. You know, I'm trying to get my my editing skills on there.
There you go, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I'm gonna terrorize the rest of Hogwarts with my Slytherin boy. Coming Jesus up right Christ. Now, dude, because apparently that's what house I go into now. Some part of me's changed. Anyway, so all right, that's it. We'll try to get an episode out sooner rather than later, but you know, we'll see you in September. A lot of good stuff happening. With that,
peace.